Perek Beis Mishnah Tes. Yetzi Daifin v'haba achrav. What if you have an animal that never given birth before, and the first child of the animal was a male, but it was not born through the womb, through the normal way. It was born by cesarean section. It went through the side of the animal. They had to cut it open and take it out. V'haba achrav. But then afterwards, another offspring was born, and that was born in the normal way through the womb. Reb Tarfon Eimer, Shneim Yiru Ad Sheyitzdav. Reb Tarfon's of the opinion that it's a suffix whether an animal born via cesarean section is a din of bechor. So therefore, the first animal is of doubtful status. So too, the second animal is of doubtful status, because if the first one is not a bechor, the second one would be a bechor. So therefore, Reb Tarfon says they're both suffix bechor, and therefore they have to graze until they get a mum, and then v'yechlu b'mumon l'baylam, and then the baal can eat them b'mum. Again, since they're a suffix, the yetzim chaval avaraya, the kayan doesn't have any claim to them, so therefore the baal gets to keep them after they develop a mum. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Shneim ain't a b'chor. Kiva is of the opinion that vaday, none of them are b'chor at all. Harisha, in the first animal, shum shein a peterechem. It has, in order to be considered a b'chor, you have to go through the peterechem, you have to be born through the womb, and since the first one was born via cesarean section, did not go through the womb, it does not have a din b'chor, and it as a definite matter. Now the second one, it was born through the womb, however, it wasn't the firstborn animal. The firstborn animal was the offspring that came first. Now, that one wasn't a peterechem, but the bottom line is, since the second animal was not the first animal, therefore it is also not considered a bechor vada. So Rabbi Kiva says they are both pater from the din of bechor. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Halakech behemim in a nachar. If someone buys an animal from a non-Jew, then you do it in bichro, v'im loy bichro. Now, we don't know if it had given birth before or it had never given birth before. Rishmol Leimer. Rishmol says as follows. Eiz bashnas avade l'kain. If it's a goat that's a year old and then it gives birth, that's vadei b'chor, because a goat doesn't give birth before that age. So therefore, this was for sure the first animal that it had given birth to. Mikan ve'elech savik. However, after 1 year, it's possible it had already given birth in the hands of the non-Jew. So therefore, the halacha is it's a suffix bechor. Rachel, what if you have a sheep? Bashna shtayim. If it's 2 years, vade l'kain. Again, because usually a sheep doesn't give birth before 2 years, so therefore if it had given birth after that, it's clear that that was its first offspring, and therefore it would be a bechor, and a vade goes to the kain. Mikan ve'elach, but from then on, from 2 years and on, suffix, then again, it's possible it already given birth, so therefore it's a suffix. Paru v'chamar, a cow, or a donkey. Benois sholesh vadel kain. Now it's 3 years. These two animals don't give birth generally before 3 years, so therefore we could assume that if it had given birth now, it's the first offspring, and therefore it's a bechor. Mikan ve'elach suffik. However, from then and on, it is a suffik. Gomer la riyakiva. Ilu bevalad bovad abahemen of teres. If the only way that an animal is not going to be considered to have a bechor anymore is if it had only previously given birth to an actual offspring, then you're right. In that case, ha'ikid v'recha, then you're absolutely right, because then you look at when does it give birth to offspring or not. El Amru, however, the halacha is, they say, simen of vlad b'behema daka. What is the simen of vlad? What is the simen of an offspring in a small animal, like a sheep or a goat? Tinof, that is when it has a small little discharge. Ubagasa, what about a large animal, like a cow? Shilya, that is when the placenta comes out. Uvaisha, what about for a woman? Shafir v'shilya, if it's the shafir, which is either skin having the outlines of a fetus, or others say it's the membrane that's above the placenta, or it's some sort of piece of flesh that is in a sort of a human shape, and shilya is, of course, the afterbirth. In that case, those are considered signs of lot coming out, zera klal. So, and in that case, since that could happen even before the time period of an animal that would even be considered to have been able to give birth, and since those things, if they did come out of the animal, would already make the next offspring not a bechor, then in any case, it's always going to be suffix, even if it's not old enough to actually give birth to a viable offspring. Zeraklal koshi du shibircha. If I know that the animal that had given birth before, in kan lekayin klum, then obviously the kain gets nothing. V'chol shalei bechora. But if it did not give birth before, harzel lekayin, clearly that belongs to the kain. I'm suffix, but if I don't know if it given birth or not, then no matter how old it is, you always let it get a mum, and then the baal can eat it. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Eimer, v'megaser sheshafa harara adam. If a large animal had discharged a clot of blood, Harzeti cover, you have to bury it. V'nifru menuchayr, and then next it's no more bechor. If it gives birth to an offspring, it's not a bechor. And the reason why you buried it, it's not that it has actual kedusha, it's to publicize this, that a clot of blood can make the animal no longer have the din of bechor for the next offspring.